the good, the bad, and hopefully the not ugly. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about participation numbers next on MHSAA Perspective.
The best place to find statewide football scores every Friday night is MHSAA.com. You can make sure your game gets online right away, regardless of the sport, by joining the crowd and becoming a registered score reporter. Click on scores and schedules from the homepage of the MHSAA website to become a registered score reporter. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
It's hard to believe that we're starting our sixth season of MHSAA Perspective, and if you go back to that very first program, it was all about the celebration of participation, about the record number of kids playing high school sports in the state of Michigan. And a good sign of the value that schools still place in their extracurricular activity programs was in evidence during the 2009-10 school year, when total participation topped 300,000 for the sixth straight year in spite of a gloomy set of circumstances. Student enrollments were down 2.7% during the past school year, but participation was down less than one-third of that. Seven sports set all-time records: boys and girls bowling, cross country, and lacrosse, as well as boys swimming and diving. Girls cross country participation is up nearly 11%, and that's good. But there are more sobering numbers beneath the veneer. Girls volleyball participation hit its lowest point in 14 years. Girls and boys basketball, their lowest in 17. The free fall at a rate faster than the decline in the student population, and it started after the 2006-07 school year. And since 2006-07, boys tennis participation is down nearly 15%. That's not the bad, that's really bad. Fall sports have taken the hardest hit of all in the past few years, down nearly 10%. And it's now the end of the school year, the spring sports season, that has the most kids participating as opposed to the fall. The combination of a declining economy, declining enrollments, and a shifting of sports season, which has also led to lower attendance at games and a decrease in college scholarships being earned by Michigan females in volleyball and basketball, they've all contributed. So how do we balance this good and this bad to keep it from becoming ugly? We do what schools have done so well for so long. We continue to find ways to provide as many opportunities as possible to engage as many kids as possible in meaningful ways. We continue to have programs of high participation with high standards for eligibility, scholarship in the classroom, high standards for sportsmanship, and the care we give these after-school activities. We work hard at what makes us different and what makes us have more value than any other youth sports program at any other level by any other sponsor. So as we start a new school year, let's again celebrate the privilege that's unique to us, a privilege that's built strong schools and strong communities for so many years, educational athletics. It's also a new year for the MHSAA family of websites. Check out the new look of MHSAA.com and sign up to become a score reporter. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and watch us on YouTube. Then hop over to MHSAA.tv to watch action from the MHSAA network and student-produced content from the 50-plus schools involved in the digital broadcasting program. It's a fine time to be online at MHSAA.com. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.